Cabinet Paper, Summary, New Zealand Sign Language, NZSL, Strategy, Approval to Release, Producer's Note, this document shows the logo of Ministry of Disabled People, Whakaha. On the left is a QR code and underneath the words, scan for the NZSL name. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 26th of January 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Cabinet Paper, Summary, New Zealand Sign Language, NZSL, Strategy, Approval to Release. This is a summary of a cabinet paper from the Minister for Disability Issues. The paper asks cabinet for approval for the Minister and the New Zealand Sign Language Board, the Board, to officially release the New Zealand Sign Language Strategy, NZSL Strategy. Disclaimer, this summary is produced by the Ministry of Disabled People, Whakaha, the Ministry. More information, including the full paper, is available at this short link aicomps.nz/6820. You can find this under the heading New Zealand Sign Language Strategy, Approval to Release. The NZSL strategy can be found at this short link aicomps.nz/3226. Summary of the Cabinet Paper. The New Zealand Sign Language Act 2006 made New Zealand Sign Language, NZSL, an official language of New Zealand. NZSL is the main way that many deaf and hard of hearing people, non-speaking people, and other people who use NZSL to communicate. For some people, NZSL is their only language. NZSL users, such as the deaf community, experience barriers to accessing services and events in the community. This impacts on their overall life outcomes, including education, employment, health, and mental health. A refreshed NZSL strategy will support NZSL to survive and thrive. The NZSL strategy is for both NZSL users and non-NZSL users. Public consultation on the draft strategy. The board and the ministry conducted a six-week public consultation on the draft NZSL strategy between April and June 2025. 80 submissions were received, including 19 submissions in NZSL. Most submissions, 65, were from individuals or families, with 15 submissions from organizations. Public consultation included 26 events with over 300 participants. These included events at regional deaf clubs and events specifically targeted at Te Reo Māori Deaf, Pacific Deaf, Deaf with Disability, Deaf Plus, and CODA, Children are Deaf Adults. Outcomes of the public consultation. Reflecting all NZSL users. People wanted the strategy to include all NZSL users, including CODA. While NZSL is important for deaf and hard of hearing communities, other people also rely on NZSL for communication and access. These groups include deafblind people, non-speaking people, and others who use NZSL to communicate. The strategy was updated to reflect these broader groups. Two approaches. The draft consultation strategy set out two approaches. The first approach is aimed at NZSL users, people for whom NZSL is their only, first, or preferred language, and focused on survival of NZSL. The second approach is aimed at the general population, including government agencies, who can support NZSL to thrive. Following consultation, the board named these two approaches Energize and Integration. Most people supported the first approach to ensure the survival of NZSL and its transmission to future generations. There were mixed views on the second approach. Some people were concerned it would reduce focus on people who need NZSL. Other people thought it would raise awareness, learning, and the status of NZSL, which would benefit everyone. The board thinks both approaches are important. Barriers experienced by deaf people and NZSL users are often due to non-NZSL users lacking knowledge and understanding. However, the first approach is important because it is important for children to acquire and learn NZSL. Five priority areas. The five priority areas in the strategy reflect areas that require urgent attention. Following consultation, the five priority areas were refined to Acquisition and learning is about supporting deaf children and children who use NZSL to communicate and their families and whānau to learn and use NZSL. Evidence and data is about collecting information about the experiences of deaf people and NZSL users. Deaf and NZSL workforce is about making sure there are people who can support people to learn and use NZSL. Public sector is about improving how people in government think about NZSL. It also aims for people in government to learn and use NZSL. Celebrating NZSL is about making NZSL more seen, understood, and celebrated in New Zealand. What success would look like? People said success would look like deaf people and NZSL users and their families and whānau having access to NZSL. NZSL being widely accepted and used in New Zealand. Progress on NZSL outcomes being measured. Timeframe for the strategy. Following public consultation, the board proposed to extend the strategy timeframe to 10 years to allow for measurable progress and change to be made. However, the long-standing nature of the issues means that some will not be able to be resolved within the 10-year timeframe. Implementing the NZSL strategy. Developing action plans and an indicator framework. An initial NZSL action plan will be released in April 2026 as part of the 20-year celebrations of NZSL as an official language of New Zealand. This plan will be developed by the Ministry and the Board with help from government agencies and stakeholders as appropriate. The Ministry will also work across government to develop a framework that allows for NZSL-related outcomes be measured. This will allow us to understand the impact of the strategy on deaf people and NZSL users. Developing departmental NZSL capability plans. NZSL has not always been well incorporated into many government areas. This creates barriers for deaf people and NZSL users when accessing support and information. Under the strategy, government departments will be required to develop plans aimed at building the department's NZSL skills to better meet the needs of deaf people and NZSL users. Annual reporting by government agencies. Cabinet previously agreed that government agencies would include material in their annual reports on NZSL use or service availability. This requirement reflects that NZSL is an official language of New Zealand and its importance to deaf people and NZSL users. Reporting progress on delivering the NZSL strategy. The board reports to the Minister for Disability Issues every year. As part of this report, the board will report on actions that have been taken to deliver the NZSL strategy. The Minister for Disability Issues will also report to Cabinet every year on the NZSL strategy. Other matters in the Cabinet paper. April 2026 will mark the 20th anniversary of NZSL as an official language of New Zealand. The board will work with the ministry and the community to develop a plan to celebrate the 20th anniversary. Decisions made by Cabinet. On the 5th of November, Cabinet Social Outcomes Committee approved the NZSL strategy for public release, directed government departments and agencies to work with the ministry to develop the NZSL action plans and the NZSL indicator framework. Noted the Minister for Disability Issues will approve an initial NZSL action plan for release in April 2026. Agreed that government departments will be required to develop plans to build their NZSL skills. Departments would report annually on these plans to the board. Noted that Cabinet had previously agreed that government agencies would include material in their annual reports on NZSL use or service availability. The Minister for Disability Issues would report to Cabinet every year on the NZSL strategy. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 26th of January 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.